Hey there, everybody. This is Donna Fox. Hi there. I'm feeling much better. Every now and then, you know, you get hit with a sinus headache. At least I do. And man, I couldn't see. So I'm so glad that you're all out there waiting for me. This is Akashic Wisdom, and you're listening to Donna Fox, and I am an Akashic Record teacher and consultant, and I've been working with the Akashic Records for going on 16 years now. The Akashic Records are an amazing, amazing thing, and the tool that I use to access the records is a sacred prayer, and that sacred prayer is a vibrational key that shifts the energy to make the information accessible. So I just wanted to let you know that's how I access the records. And the other thing is that when we talk tonight, we talk about your life. We talk about what's happening in your life and how your life can be made better by understanding why certain things have happened and how certain things have happened. And so tonight you're able to call in and talk to me and ask questions of the Akashic Records, because the Akashic Records are open now for you to ask questions of. You can email me the questions if you would like at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's info@akashicwisdom.com. Or you can call in your questions to 530-413-4511 or 530-413-4515. Or if you're in the San Francisco area, it's 415-287-0074. Now, we're here every Sunday night on bbsradio.com. And before the phones start lighting up and we start taking questions, and you can ask whatever question you want, we typically take care of questions about the here and now, but this is your time. And so if it's in your heart and you want to know, call and ask. We'll see what we can do for you there. The other thing that's important for you to understand is tonight's show, before I come on the air, I sit and I open up my own personal Akashic Records and with the intention of helping people that call into the show and the records of the folks, the show, actually the records of the show. And I, by the way, I also teach classes and teach you how to do this yourself, so you don't have to constantly depend on somebody else for your answers. That's what's really important these days, is that we start really moving into our own power and really moving into our own hearts to find our own answers, because your answers are truly within you. And when you work with the Akashic Records, it's not just about finding out answers. It's about expanding creativity, and it's about understanding your life, and it's about understanding the bigger picture of how you relate to this planet, or how you relate to your environment, or how you relate even to your relatives. It's not about really finding out. In other words, like, we don't open up the records of anybody without their permission. So, but tonight, there came in my email box a statement about forgiveness, and it's from a local church called the Living Truth Center here in Cleveland, Ohio, and so I want to read it to you because it's really important. It's about forgiveness. Now, one of the things I do want to tell you is when I was working with the concept of forgiveness, what happened was a statement came to me, and this is what's interesting is what I got in my email box today really confirms the statement that the masters, teachers, and loved ones gave me. And what they said, very simple statement, is forgiveness begins when pain, when peace becomes more important than pain. Forgiveness begins when peace becomes more important than pain. And so I think I'm quoting that properly. But this, that what came in my email box, I want to read it. It's called Forgiveness, and it's part of an excerpt from a service, Our Daily Inspiration, was authored by Reverend Alice J. Brown Sr. She's senior minister of the Living Truth Center. So forgiveness. I am in a continuous state of forgiveness. I always forgive myself and others. I don't hold onto old pains or hurts. I release them and let them go. I give up pain for health. I give up poverty for wealth. I give up hate for love. Once I realize that I have not forgotten a situation, person, or unpleasant experience, I immediately stop and give myself a forgiveness treatment. I simply release, let go, and let God. I send love and loving thoughts to myself first, then to the person, situation, or thing that I need to forgive and forget. I forgive mentally, even verbally if I need to. I praise often during my day and free myself from every and anything unlike God to keep myself free from blockages to my good. I make myself a forgiveness list. I write down the names of persons, situations, and places. I then forgive each and every one, and I feel the weight lift from my shoulders as I move toward greater blessings. And so the reason that came to me and what the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records are saying is that we as a species, being human, have the ability to free our hearts of the burden and the pain of revenge. And to free our minds, our souls, and our spirits of the pain of what was. You see, every event that happened to us, if we're carrying it around as a burden of a memory, it becomes like a rock on our back or a rock tied around our necks or a huge bundle of burdens that we carry on our back and in front of our heart. And when we carry the burdens of past memories of sadness and anger, they become shields for our hearts, but not a shield. It's more of a block, because the more we don't forgive, the more we also don't trust. And so it is important in these times, in these very, very sacred times that we're in, that we choose to move into the forgiveness of self that will free us to embrace our own creativity, that will free us to embrace those around us, that will free us to truly love ourselves. And when we move into the unconditional love of self, we have such a magnificent outpouring of love for others. walking in judgment is walking with blinders on. For you don't see the larger picture of anyone or anything. You only see what's in front of you that angers or saddens or frustrates you. You don't see the larger picture of what that person or what that situation is all about. And when we walk around with blinders on, we're not able to climb the mountain of knowledge. Because in order to climb the mountain of knowledge, we have to have our peripheral vision cleared so that we're able to look at, receive, and sense the larger picture. So, my dear friends, today can be a new day for you. Whether it's the ending of your day or the beginning of your day, depending on where in the world you are when you're listening to this program. But no matter whether it's the beginning of the day or the end of the day or the middle of the day, forgiveness can begin right this second, right this moment. And it's going to be so important for you to really search your heart. Really search your soul. See where your anger is. See if there is anger. See where the doubt is. And move into the forgiveness that is yours. Now, for those people who listen or are curious about the I Am presence, there is a small book. It's called I Am Adorations and Affirmations. It's an old book. It's been written a long time ago. It's published by the Saint Germain Foundation. Actually, it's the original copyright is 1937, and then it was reprinted in 1933. But there were things here when it's a small book, actually. It's says part one. It's small enough that these are just copies of the I Am statements. But these I Am statements are so profound. And one of the pieces here in this particular book is it says, I am the commanding presence. And what the recommendation is to use this statement often because it stills the outer activity so you become centered in the activity of divine love. And when you become, I'm not reading now, I'm just going to tell you what the interpretation is when you become centered in divine love, you're able to give yourself that deep, wonderful gift of forgiveness. And so we start the program off tonight with forgiveness. But it can move anywhere you want it to go. This is your program, and it becomes rich with your questions. So if you have questions that you would like to call in and ask, you can certainly do that. I'll give you those telephone numbers again. Those telephone numbers are 530-413-4511 or 530-413-4515 or 415-287-0074. And if you're on Skype, you Skype BBS Radio. So that's the way you contact us tonight. Also, if there you have some friends out there that don't have access to the internet, they can actually listen via the telephone when the programs are airing. They can't get into the archives, but they can dial, and this is specifically for people who want to listen to the programs on the telephone, at 712-432-0075. And the access code is 318 116-POUND. So again, if you want to listen via your cell phone or your landline, you don't have internet access, you can listen to the program by dialing 712-432-0075, and the access code is 318-116-POUND. Okay, so we're going to move back into talking about life. Now, last week there was a recorded program, and my producer Don decided what it was, and quite frankly, I don't even know what he chose. Except, I got a wonderful email from someone saying they enjoyed the program and were telling me about something with crop circles. So evidently, the the program was about crop circles that we have done a while ago. Now, the week before that, we had Nicole on, and she was talking in light language. And for those people who listened and found benefit, that was good. There was a question from Brent who wanted to understand about why his business is in a rut. So the question was, can you give me a reading about or some insight about my business that's in a rut and what I should be focusing on? Well, what's interesting here about this question, Brent, is that with this particular business, it's about trying to look at what your market needs that it's not getting. And, you know, what's also important is for you folks that are listening to know is that I do business consultations and business consulting through the Akashic Records because your business has an Akashic Record. If you're an owner of a business, your business has an Akashic Record because it's within your record, and your business is a living entity because you're a part of it and you've created it. Now, Brent, what's coming forward here, and this is actually an interesting concept because for those people out there that have businesses that are, let's say, doing less than well, what would be important for you to look at is to find the holes in your market. What do people who typically do business with you want that they're not getting? So how can you really move into providing a service that others are not? So the best way to explain this to you, Brent, is to, I wish again you could call in so we could talk to you personally. That would be very helpful. Emailing questions is wonderful, but I do have to tell you folks that by hearing your voice, it's really a very important piece. So number one, Brent, you should be focusing on where the holes are in your business, so what people need that they are not getting. The other piece here is that you have allowed yourself to fall victim of the belief system that the economy is in the tanking. Now, clearly, you're in real estate; that would seem very obvious. But there are people in real estate that are still making money. And I know some in the Ohio market, and that's incredible. I have a friend of mine who's in real estate, and she actually increased her business by 9% over last year. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot, but when you're in this kind of market, to increase it any percentage is amazing. Now, so that's number one. It's very important that we as a people, as individuals, as well as as well as spiritual beings become very clear about what we want and how we want our lives to look and feel. So you've heard me say this before if you've been a listener, but the idea here is what blocks all of us, and there's not one of us that doesn't fall prey to this. What blocks us from truly being all that we can be is what our internal dialogue is regarding what we are and what we're not willing to do to get what we want. So a person can have a vision of what they truly want in life, yet if they sit on the couch and watch television all the time, they're not taking action to bring forward what they want. You see, it's really important that we partner with the universe to bring it forth. Because unless we partner with the universe, we have to continue to keep our doors open. And by taking action for at least one thing every day, that's what's going to be important. That's going to be very important. So, Brent, I would suggest that you decide what you really want your business to be. Because what I'm hearing is you haven't decided yet. You haven't made an actual choice about what you want your business to be. You're waffling between spirituality and real estate, thinking they're actually two different things, and they are not. There's spirituality in everything. And what is going to be important is for you to figure out how to bring your spirituality into your business. And this is speaking to a lot of people out there. You think that you're in one business and making money so you can be into another business. The reality is, it really is the same. It's all about how you approach life and how you approach what you want to create in your business. And then the other thing is, what's coming forward is what you focus on manifests. You know, you've all heard this before. What you focus on manifests. So what have you been focusing on that is creating this discrepancy is the word that I'm receiving. What are you focusing on that's creating the discrepancy between what you want and what you don't want? You know, we've talked about underlying beliefs, and it's very important that you get clear about that. I feel like a broken record by saying this, but that's the absolute truth. It's really about you getting real clear about what is It's really getting clear about what you want so that you can manifest it and find out your beliefs are. So I just want to let you know that. Now, I'm getting a question that evidently there were questions from the show from September 12th, 2011. Oh, no, it couldn't be 2011. September, we're not there yet. It must be September 12th, 2010. But I don't know, you know, Lucita emailed me that I stopped at question 10, but you have to understand, I don't know what she's talking about. So, Lucita, please let me know what you're speaking about when you're talking about I stopped at question 10. You have to understand something else, too, ladies and gentlemen. As many times, when I'm working with the Akashic Records and I'm bringing forth information, I really don't remember what I'm saying because it's really very spirit-driven. So just want to share that with you. So today is a very important day for most of us. It's the day before Valentine's Day. Now, why is that important? Well, because because Valentine's Day is the commercial aspect where everybody focuses on love. Now, what's interesting here is that we were actually talking about love earlier. We were talking about forgiveness, and we're talking about loving ourselves and loving ourselves unconditionally. And so if you don't have a special someone in your life that's going to help you celebrate Valentine's Day, then it's up to you to celebrate your own Valentine's Day. It's up to you to celebrate and give yourself the gift of love on that one day that is focused on love. So I'd like you to consider that. Okay, so here's the deal. I love talking to myself like this because hopefully you're listening, but I'd much rather talk to you. I would much rather answer your questions. I would much rather have a discussion with you. I would much rather have you ask something that you've always wanted to know but didn't know who to ask. So if you would please give a call so we can discuss whatever it is in your heart that you want to know, that would be fabulous. BBS Radio, you know, they say if it's mainstream, it's not on BBS, and that's true. So what's interesting about working with the Akashic Records is it's not so much about past lives, but what's interesting also is that you can actually go and experience the feelings of past events. And so that's one of the things that's going to be very important. By the way, for those people who are in the Cleveland area, we are going to be sponsoring a class here to learn how to access your own Akashic Records on March 5th and 6th. That's a Saturday and Sunday. If that's of interest to you out there, then I would encourage you to email me, and I can give you some more information at info@akashicwisdom.com. Again, that's going to be in the Cleveland area. And the other piece is that if, in fact, there's anyone out there that has a group that needs a lecture or would like to bring the Akashic Record Workshop to your location, it doesn't make any difference where it is. You should also contact me because I travel all over the country and different parts of the world, and we have teachers also in different all sorts of places all over the world, even in Argentina and Uruguay and Spain and France. So there are teachers of the Akashic Records all over the world that you can contact. And so you could call me directly. My private number is 216-691-1233, and that is for consultations or for classes. Or again, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. Now, what's interesting also is that for those people who have questions, it's like they're getting a free consultation. When you call in and ask your question, you get your soul's information right at the same time that we're talking. Now, for some people, that's exactly what they want. Other people want to be private. But those people who don't mind sharing their questions with the world, calling into the radio show is a great way for you to get, quite honestly, a free Akashic Record consultation. So I would take me up on that offer, if you will. All righty. So now what's going to happen is we're going to do a meditation. So for those folks who are listening in, I'd like you to just settle in and ground yourself. And I'd like you to hold in your heart anyone you know that needs healing. And this could be physical healing, it could be mental healing, emotional healing, spiritual healing, financial healing. And if you yourself need healing in any of these areas, then I want you to literally put your hand over your heart and know that this is going out and speaking directly to you. Now, for those of you who feel comfortable and are in a position to be able to close your eyes, I'd like you to please get real comfortable. But do sit up straight, feet on the ground. I'd like you to imagine a beautiful ball of light at the top of your head that expands and grows and connects with a beautiful ball of light in the center of your chest, so that your heart and your mind are connected in light. And allowing this light to illuminate your entire body, your entire being, illuminating every cell in your body, illuminating every spark in your field, so that you are expanded in light. And as every part of you becomes illuminated, you welcome in the healing light of the divine, so that each cell is rejuvenated, each cell is cleansed, each cell is healed, each cell is on a new journey. And as you have your hand over your heart, I want you to imagine speaking to each cell in your body and sending love to each and every cell, sending gratitude to each and every cell, surrounding your organs with light, surrounding your joints with light, illuminating every sinuous of your muscles, illuminating every cell in your brain, expanding the ability of your lungs and your heart, as each cell becomes aware of the love that you feel and the gratitude you have. Each molecule, each cell, each atom in your body has intelligence and is absolutely key that you begin to speak to the parts of your body that you want to rejuvenate. Place your hands on the areas that you want to have rejuvenated and allow the healing energy of the divine, the powerful I Am presence, to come forward and that energy to flow from you into that part of your body that needs to be rejuvenated. For those of you out there who need to have and bring your power back to you, it will be important to place one hand on your throat chakra and one hand on your power chakra. Your power chakra would be around your solar plexus, around your rib cage, right above your belly. right around your waist, a little bit above. So your throat and your power chakra need to really become healed so that you begin to speak your truth and become clear about what you want. And for those of you who need to hear your voice more often, heal your ears. For those people who want to expand their creativity, it's about expanding your brain. And allow yourself that beautiful ability of peace. Breathe in the light. And now I'd like you to just imagine your energy expanding out into the world, sending love to everyone on the planet, including yourself. And now, sending love to everyone in the galaxy, everyone in the solar system, everyone in the universe, allowing all the beings of light to connect with you for the highest good of all concerned, so that you feel your connection with the divine and with the divine's messengers. Connect with your angels, connect with your guides, and share the divine love of the powerful I Am presence. And allow yourself to receive the glow and maintain the glow of divine light. Namaste. And when you're ready, you can come back to the room. I would love to hear feedback from anyone and hear what their experience was. You can email the experience to me at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's info@akashic, akashicwisdom.com. info@akashicwisdom.com, or you can call me and let's talk about your experience at 530-413-4511 or 530-413-4515 or 415-287-0074. Distance healing like this is a mass gift that the masters, teachers, and loved ones are giving to the universe. And you can listen to that, this meditation, again, by just signing on to the archives. And what's also important is that the distance healing that I do through the records can assist you in taking your next step. You can use this meditation that we just, I'm going to use the word translated to you, as a way of healing that which needs to be healed so that you can move forward. And I hope that helpful. I hope that there are those listening that found benefit in that meditation. And I hope that you will move forward into, for your highest good, to truly become clear about what it is you want to heal within yourself. So we're going to stay on the air for about five more minutes. We can stay on until midnight if you like, but only if someone calls, because this is powerful energy, and I want you to be able to experience it. At the same time, we can certainly talk about whatever it is that is in your heart right now. By the way, if you would like a copy of the forgiveness prayer or statement that I made earlier, all you have to do is email me and I will just send you out a copy. Also, if you would like the schedule for the classes coming up, you can certainly do that as well. We're also talking about, again, we talked about this before, but I need to get enough people interested in a class, an internet class for you to learn, it's a teleclass for you to learn how to access the Akashic Records. So if that's of interest to you and you would like to be a part of that, I know that there's a few people who have expressed interest, but we would like to have at least 5 to 10 people just for this beta class for a teleconference, learning how to access your own Akashic Records. Yes, we can do that. It's just a matter of getting the right people together that will be the right fit for the teleconference. Otherwise, we teach classes face to face. So, yeah. And you know, the Akashic Records workshops are very, very important for you if you want to go deeper into your soul's information. It's all done consciously. You don't have to go into trance. And we use the sacred prayer. And within the workshop, you learn all about how to access your records and what you can do with your records open. Anything from expanding creativity to parenting to moving deeper into your own personal knowing. Okay, so for those people who would like to contact me privately, you can call me at 216-691-1233. For those people who have enjoyed the program up till now, I thank you very much. And we will talk to you next week when we will take more questions on the Akashic Records. And for right now, we're going to sign out and allow you to just listen. And again, this show is about questions. And if you want to ask questions, then you need to call in. And if you don't call in, then we go and take care of other things. So we want to say I love you. This show is yours. And please accept the gift of love. And may you all have a beautiful, happy Valentine's Day. So this is Donna Fox on the Akashic Wisdom radio show for BBS Radio, saying good night, sleep well, sweet dreams, and we'll see you next week. Same time, same station. Email your questions ahead of time if you'd like at info@akashicwisdom.com. Thank you, darlings. Good night.